From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New numbers coming from the Commerce Department this morning are expected to show the U.S. economy was much weaker in the second quarter than previously thought. Analysts say revised figures are likely to show growth in that quarter was about 1.3% compared with the 2.4% previously estimated. The Federal Reserve is considering what additional steps it can take to bolster the economy. NPR's John Idsty says Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke may discuss some of those measures in a speech at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, today.
Former Fed Vice Chairman Alan Blinder suggests one option is for the Fed to quit paying interest on the trillions of dollars in reserves banks have on deposit at the Fed.
The idea is to free up some of this money and get it out into the marketplace, and hopefully some of it finds its way into new bank lending.
Lending to credit-starved small businesses would be especially helpful, says Blinder. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Jimmy Carter is accompanying an American teacher home from North Korea after securing the man's release. Dwali Saikal Tao reports Ajalon Gomes had been imprisoned after being sentenced to 8 years of hard labor for entering the communist country illegally.
Photos show Gomes hugging President Carter before boarding a plane in Pyongyang. In South Korea, a close friend of Gomes, Marius Van Broekhuizen, says he is relieved to see Gomes free. He saw Gomes a week before North Korea detained Gomes.
We saw each other the week before he left, and he was talking about more personal issues that he had and, you know, things that he struggled with in his personal life. But in no way did I think that he would go to North Korea. There was no indication that he would do that.
He says Gomes wanted to help raise awareness about the lack of freedom in North Korea. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikal Tao in Seoul.
Hurricane Danielle is now a major Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 135 miles an hour. Michael Brennan with the National Hurricane Center says Danielle is likely to pass well east of Bermuda tomorrow night. And he says the East Coast will also feel some of the effects of the storm.
Some large swells from Danielle will begin to arrive along the U.S. East Coast, mainly from the Carolinas northward beginning on Saturday. And those are going to cause some dangerous rip currents through the weekend along the beaches.
5 years after Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, the city of New Orleans is still trying to strengthen its defenses against major hurricanes. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
Unless America is willing to forsake, you know, one of the great cities of the country, then we have to get the Category 5 strength. It's really not a matter of debate.
But Sandy Rosenthal with the group Levees.org says the large pumps that work with levees to keep the city from flooding are inadequate and not slated to be replaced for 4 years.
These pumps, if they are needed in a Katrina-like storm, will burn up and fail, flooding the main basin of the city.
Rosenthal says the levees and pumps must all work together. This is NPR News from Washington. The failure of a levee in southern Pakistan has forced more evacuations there. The United Nations says about 1 million additional people have fled their homes to escape the spreading floodwaters. The UN says more than 8 million people in the country are in need of emergency assistance. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say they're holding 3 men for what are being called terrorist offenses. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the men were allegedly building explosive devices for attacks against Canadian targets.
Police said the 3 men, Hiva Ali Zaleh, Misbah Huddin Ahmed, and Kuran Shur, were linked to a terrorist group in Afghanistan. A search of their homes allegedly turned up bomb-making materials and more than 50 electronic circuit boards, officials say, were supposed to trigger improvised explosives remotely. Authorities said the group was linked to other cells overseas, and the men were arrested after they allegedly tried to send money overseas to fund attacks against Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan. U.S. officials say the group had no links to this country. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The 33 miners trapped deep in a copper and gold mine in Chile appear healthy and in good spirits in a video taken with a camera lowered down a small borehole to the area where they're huddled together. The heavily bearded men chanted and sang Chile's national anthem. There's concern, though, about how they'll cope with their claustrophobic conditions for the months it will take to drill an escape shaft big enough to rescue them. Chilean officials are consulting with experts at NASA for any ideas they might have. Plans include sending down miniaturized video and other entertainment gear to the men. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support